The weather is quiet for now across New York and western New England. However, for the first time in a long time, a substantial storm system will impact the Northeast during the mid part of the week. And it's really a good news, bad news scenario. The good news is that we need the rainfall. We're running a rather large rainfall deficit, and this storm will certainly help to make a dent in that deficit. The bad news, of course, is that the storm is coming at an inconvenient time, Tuesday night into Wednesday, when many folks will be traveling. Now, for most of us, this will end up being primarily a rainstorm, and the rainfall will probably exceed 2 inches in most spots. There is the potential for some wintry weather, mainly to the north and west of Albany. And in those areas, the cold air may linger long enough for a prolonged period of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And for that reason, a winter storm watch has already been posted. In the short term, though, things are still going to be quiet. We might see a passing flurry or snow shower tonight, which could actually cover the ground in some areas. It'll be a cold night with temperatures mainly in the teens and 20s, but temperatures actually will rise into the day tomorrow, so it's going to be a warmer day than today. It is going to be mostly cloudy, and we'll see precipitation develop from southwest to northeast through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. At the onset, it might be cold enough for some snowflakes or sleet pellets to mix in with the rainfall, but for most of us, any wintry weather will end rather quickly and change terrain late in the day tomorrow into tomorrow night. Again, across the far north and well to the west, that's where the wintry weather will likely linger for a longer duration, and that's why accumulations might exceed 6 inches in some areas by late tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. For most of us on Wednesday, it's rain that will be heavy at times. Again, there could be some wintry weather well to the west. And then late Wednesday and Wednesday night, as the storm tracks over New York City and basically right over us, we might see the cold air catch up again on the backside of the storm, changing the end of the storm from rain back to snow, and that could result in some further slippery travel. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a light wintry mix, mainly late in the day or after dark, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and rain developing, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain developing, possibly mixing with sleet or snow at the onset, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and rain developing, high in the 30s. Region 1 on Wednesday, cloudy with rain likely, a wintry mix possible well north and west, high in the 30s north, 40s in the capital region, and 50s south. And on Thanksgiving Day, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of snow showers mainly north and west, windy and cold with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.